It was a game of international rugby league that was played on Saturday that stopped a smaller nation. It's special. We have to take our hats off to them and take away our own allegiance to Australia and just talk about how positive this might be for the game on a global scale. What did you take away from it, mate? And obviously Tonga looking forward, tier two. I mean, surely that needs to be revisited.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously hugely disappointing for Australia, but I think... You know, in years to come, when we sit back and we reflect upon what Tonga was able to achieve last weekend, I think for the game and the international game, like you said, it's going to be enormous, to be able to grow the game and to see the passion that they play with, their supporters, how much they get behind them. I mean, you know, look, I'm Australian through and through, but even I was sitting there sort of half cheering them on there at some stages throughout the game because, you know, you just understand for the greater good sometimes things like that have to happen and... yeah, look, it was just a wonderful spectacle. And I think, you know, Australia probably were guilty of, putting their cue in the rack and just getting this one out of the way, which should never be the case when you play for Australia. But when it's been such a long year, you know, sometimes that can creep in your game. But full credit to Tonga, mate. They were, just wonderful to watch, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, Tatey. One of the real leaders of their side, not just on the field, Jason Taumalolo, but also he was one of the players that jumped ship a couple of seasons ago and said, no, I'm going to knock back the chance to play for New Zealand, and as did Andrew Fifita and plenty of others. You're up in North Queensland, and Jason Taumalolo is a member of the Cowboys. Do you get it? Do you ever chat about or get a sense of just what it means to him to play for his country of heritage?
No, I haven't actually sat down and had a chat to him, Badge, about it, to be honest. But I think when they, especially him and Andrew Fifita, because they're both two of the best forwards in the game. And I think Andrew Fifita, especially when he's playing for New South Wales, we know how much passion we've all got for Origin. For him to turn his back onto that, and not only that, but there's, you know, plenty of money when you get to play for New South Wales, a message to everyone. And again, we have moments when you look back, you know, those two defections to Tonga for those two players really set the tone, hasn't it? And it's turned them into a powerhouse. And, both those guys, we saw after the game the passion that they spoke about. I think Andrew Fifita was in tears talking about, his late grandparents being so proud of him and all that sort of stuff. So, mate, it's just a wonderful story. And, I'm really proud of those guys for doing it. You know, it takes a lot of courage sometimes, especially for Andrew Fifita, who cops plenty of criticism. But for him to make a huge step like that and go with Tonga, hats off to him. And look, it's paying off. It's full credit. You know, they're now, as we said, we call them second tier. But, geez, I mean, they'd have to be close to being one of the second best teams in the world, aren't they?
Well, that's what my next question was, Tatey. The fact that they defeated New Zealand in the World Cup a couple of years ago, and then they've beaten Great Britain last weekend, and then and now Australia. Is it almost time for us to have four teams in the top tier?
Yeah, I think it is, Badge. I think they've absolutely the Scots to be able to be put up and up with the big boys, as we so to speak. So, it's not, as you say, it's not just a one-off where they've beaten, these top-tier nations. They've beaten everyone. So, and consistently every time they've played, with passion and they've represented their country well. Even if they have been beaten, they've never been smacked or anything like that. So, I think with the strength of their team and the development of rugby league and as we see these Polynesian players keep coming through our game, I think it does need to be revisited, and I think it is time we have a look at them and acknowledge what they've been able to do the last couple of years.
Brent Tate joining us here on Sports Day. Hey, Tatey, here's a fun subject that'll bring back some great memories. Pre-season training. I don't know, you might have been one of those rare cats that embraced it, that loved it, and that just wanted to be getting stuck into it as soon as possible. There are clubs and players going back already. Some from the outside look at it and say, well, this is why players are burning out early, because they're training far too early, getting very little rest at the end of a season. What's your take on it? You're still around the club environment. Is it a necessary evil with the modern-day professionalism of sport and rugby league?
I think we bring them back a little too early, mate, to be honest. I know some of the younger guys, most of the teams that have come back at the moment are a lot of those younger guys that haven't had too many pre-seasons.
Yep.
With the sports science now, a lot of the guys that have had long careers and have had plenty of pre-seasons, they sort of won't be back a month till before Christmas. But, mate, sometimes I honestly think, they have brought them back a little bit early. Yeah, they probably need the pre-season. We talk about all that and pre-seasons, don't get me wrong, are hugely important, but sometimes it is a case of flogging a dead horse. By the time Christmas rolls around, they're absolutely spent. And yes, whilst they might start the season well because they've had a great pre-season, players start to really feel it and start to be taxed. And the body can only take so much. I really question whether we are bringing them back too early. You know, 6 to 8 week pre-season before Christmas, I think, is way too much. And again, I think it becomes a bit of a case of flogging a dead horse sometimes. But, you know, I'm saying that sports science has come a long way and they do measure and control everything. I must admit, you know, being a young fella, it doesn't matter. But when you got older, they certainly become a lot more difficult, let me tell you.
I can imagine.
Yeah, Rugby League Players Association could get involved. And I know they already do and have compulsory breaks for players of different ages and whatever else, Tatey. But I guess over a 10, 12-year career, it has got to take its toll. And maybe that's, why Wayne Bennett is saying and others are saying the careers are being cut short and this is a big part of it.
Yeah, I think so, Badge. To be honest with you, the amount of training and how finely tuned the athlete blow, and the power that the players are playing with. I mean, you look at like a Jason Tomalolo, the Andrew Fifita's, the power that these blokes can play with for long periods, before with the interchange, sort of bring them on, they'd blast their way, for 10 minutes and they'd have to go off and have a spell, but now they can do it for long periods. And, there has been a bit of a spate of, obviously with Gillette and Burgess where, saying that their careers have been cut short, they both have played 10 years of top grade rugby league. And when you play that long, mate, there's always going to be a price you've got to pay along the line. And, I wouldn't say their careers have been cut short because they've had great careers. It certainly maybe need to be revisited. And, they put a salary cap on the high performance of rugby league clubs and what they can spend. Maybe they need to sort of start looking, again, a bit more deeper into how long and how hard they sort of train them. I'm not sure, but... it's certainly disappointing we've lost two great players in Gillette and Burgess.
Yeah, without doubt. Tatey, you're a good man. Thanks for your time on the program. Do a build on that excitement as the new stadium in Townsville gets going. And, of course, the Broncos visiting for round one. That just seems like it's a ready-made classic. So, mate, thank you for joining us on the program. Enjoy the rest of your Melbourne Cup evening and we'll speak again soon.
Thank you, boys, and I hope you've had a win on Melbourne Cup. I know Badge would have had a couple of sherbets saying a little bit of a double.
Had a couple, Tatey, and you make sure you get that tool belt back on tomorrow and that stadium's ready in time, eh? I know you're a hard worker.
Mate, don't worry, I've been there hammering the nails in. Don't worry about that, Badge.
Yeah, sure, good on you, Tatey. Brent Tate joining us on Sports Day. Badge.